Shvias, Perek Dalet, Mishneh Gimel. Chochrin Nirin Min HaGoyim BaShvias. A person is allowed to accept from a non-Jew a sadeh, a field, as a chocher, as somebody who is going to be a sharecropper in a fashion as chachirus is a form of sharecropping, where you give not a percentage amount of the produce to the landlord, but rather you give a flat fee. You can do that act of chachirus, that deal of chachirus, of nirin, from plowed fields, from goyim, on Shemitah, in order to plant Motzoi Shemitah, the year following Shemitah, even though that's going to cause the goyim to plow the fields during Shemitah. But since they are not Jewish, it's permissible for them to do that plowing on Shemitah, even though you're causing them to do it. That's fine. Avalomi Yisrael, you can't make such a deal from a Yisrael because you're going to cause the Jew to plow the field for you on Shvias, so that you should have a good plowed field on Matzoi Shvias. Furthermore, Machzikin Yedei Goyim Bashvias, you can be machzik, you can strengthen the hand of non-Jews during Shemitah. Avalo Yedei Yisrael, but not, you cannot strengthen the hand of a Jew. What does it mean to strengthen their hand? It means to, as the Rav says, to wish him a yashikochacha, to give them the blessing that you, the yashikoach, as we call it, but that means literally to straighten, your strength to be straightened, and it's a bracha, and you can give them a bracha to non-Jews who are doing work on Shemitah, because it's perfectly fine for them to do. But a Jew, of course, you can't wish him that, because he's being over in Avera, he's violating the Torah. Furthermore, the Mishnah says, "Vishua lin b'shloman." Once we're talking about giving brachas to non-Jews, you can also inquire as to their welfare and how they're doing. And b'nei darkei shalom, because this is the ways of shalom with our neighbors who are not Jewish. And the Gemara in Gittin explains about this line in the Mishnah that, of course, you can inquire the welfare. If you can give them a bracha on Shemitah, you can certainly give them a bracha and inquire of their how they're doing. You can certainly do that. But the Gemara explains that what this is telling us is that you're even allowed to b'shol b'shlomam even on their holidays, even though that may cause them, potentially, you have to be concerned that that might cause them to give thanks to their gods. But Chazal said, despite that concern, you're allowed to be shoal b'shloman, to inquire their benefit, even on their holidays.